Ihyauddin presents Storytime. Sari Salim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. There was once a boy named Salim, who was strong and intelligent. He always went to madrasa and always read his salah with his father in the masjid.
Stawu. Allahu Akbar.
However, Salim had one weakness in him. He would never accept his mistake when he did something wrong, and would never say sorry. Even if his mother caught him while he was doing something naughty, he would say that he didn't do it, and would refuse to say sorry. Sometimes, he would argue and try and show that he wasn't doing anything wrong, even though he was wrong, and he was being naughty. One day, before they sat to eat supper, Salim's father looked at him and said, "Salim, you are digging your nose again. Don't dig your nose. Use a tissue or clean your nose in the bathroom." Salim immediately said, "No, I wasn't digging my nose." His father became angry with him and said, "I saw you digging your nose with my own eyes. So how can you lie and say that you are not doing it?" Salim's mother said to him, "Salim, when your father corrects you, you must not argue. You must say sorry and be humble." Salim did not like anyone to tell him anything. So he turned his face away and said, "Hmm." His parents did not like this bad behavior and bad attitude, and so they made him stand in the corner as punishment. The next morning, when Salim was in school, and they were writing a test, the teacher looked at him and saw that he was peeping into another student's answer paper to see the answers. The teacher called out, "Salim, you are cheating." Salim immediately said, "No, I wasn't cheating. I wasn't looking at his answer paper. I was looking at his watch to see the time." The teacher was upset and said, "When there's a big clock on the wall in the front of the classroom, which everyone can look at to see the time, then it means that you are not looking at the time. Besides, I saw you looking 3 times. Now Salim was caught and could not say anything. And because he was cheating, his test paper was taken away. The teacher gave him a 0 and he failed. That afternoon, when Salim was in madrasa, his Maulana called him to read his sabak. Salim had not learned his sabak properly the night before. So as he read,
"الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء,"
he began to make lots and lots of mistakes. Maulana realized that Salim had been lazy and had not learned his sabak. So he said to him, "Salim, go and stand in the corner for 15 minutes and learn your sabak. After you have learned properly, I will listen to you again." However, Salim began to argue with Maulana and did not want to stand. He said, "But Maulana, I only made a few mistakes, and the first mistake was not a real mistake, because I tried to correct myself." Maulana looked at Salim and said, "Salim, you are intelligent, but you have one big weakness in you. If I don't correct you and show you your weakness, then through your whole life, you will always have this weakness in you, and you will always have problems with people. Your weakness is that you do not want to admit that you are wrong, and you do not want to say that you are sorry. The reason is that you have pride in you instead of humility." Maulana then called the class and told them the following story. When Allah Ta'ala created Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam and placed them in Jannah, then Allah Ta'ala told them that they could eat and enjoy from all the trees in Jannah except for one tree. Allah Ta'ala told them that they were not allowed to eat from this tree. However, Iblis came to them and lied to them and tricked them into eating from this tree. Nabi Adam alayhi salam did not commit a sin, as he is a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and the Anbiya do not commit sins. However, because Iblis lied to him and tricked him, he made a mistake. Iblis told him, "If you want to become closer and more beloved to Allah Ta'ala, then you should eat from this tree." Thereafter, when Allah Ta'ala asked Nabi Adam alayhi salam why he ate from the tree, then because of his humility, Nabi Adam alayhi salam did not start to argue. He immediately said that he was sorry and begged Allah Ta'ala to forgive him. Nabi Adam alayhi salam made dua to Allah Ta'ala saying,
رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
This made Allah Ta'ala very happy, because Allah Ta'ala likes those who are humble and accept when they make a mistake. As for Iblis, then he was very proud and arrogant. When Allah Ta'ala created Nabi Adam alayhi salam, he told the angels and Iblis to make sajda to him. This was not a sajda of worship, because we only worship Allah Ta'ala. This was a sajda of honor, which was allowed at that time, but is not allowed in our deen. When Allah Ta'ala gave this command, then all the angels immediately made sajda, but Iblis refused and disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. Then, when Allah Ta'ala asked him why he didn't listen and obey, he began to argue and said that what he did was right. He refused to accept that he was wrong and made a mistake. Allah Ta'ala did not like this pride and arrogance, and because of this pride and arrogance, Iblis was cursed until the day of Qiyamah. After telling the students this incident, Mawlana said to the students, "We must always follow the example of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, who was humble, and we must not follow the example of Iblis, who was proud. If we make a mistake or do something wrong, we must be humble, accept that we are wrong, and say that we are sorry. If we argue, refuse to accept that we are wrong, and do not want to say sorry, then it means that we have pride and arrogance, and we are like Iblis. We must never behave like Iblis, because he is the enemy of Allah Ta'ala." Salim now understood and realized that he did have this weakness, just as his Mawlana and his parents always told him. He felt very bad and decided that from that day, if he made a mistake or did something wrong, he would not argue. He would accept that he was wrong and he would say that he was sorry. From this story, we learn that if we make a mistake or do something wrong, we must accept that we are wrong and we must say that we are sorry. We must not argue and insist that we are right. Also, if our parents, teachers, or elders correct us, we must be humble. We must listen, accept our mistake, and say that we are sorry. We must not have a bad attitude by pulling up our faces or making sounds to show that we don't like what they are saying. And finally, Allah Ta'ala likes those who are humble, and He does not like those who are proud. A humble person accepts his mistakes and says that he is sorry. The end.